For our viewers who have already watched our video cast on parts 1 and 2 of Father Spitzer's Metaphysical Proof for God's Existence, they'll recall how there must be at least one unconditioned reality that's absolutely simple in nature, which means it cannot be restricted to a particular mode of existence with excluding boundaries, but must be pure existence or pure being itself. In this video cast, I'm going to demonstrate why there can be only one such reality, which constitutes part 3 of this metaphysical proof. Now, it's important to note that there are several different types of arguments that one could use to demonstrate the absolute uniqueness of unconditioned reality. But for this video cast, I've decided to restrict myself to specifically an approach that follows directly from our treatment of the absolute simplicity of unconditioned reality in part 2 of this metaphysical proof. So let's dive right in. Consider, first of all, for argument's sake, that there are multiple instantiations of unconditioned reality. We'll call them UR1 and UR2 for the sake of brevity. Now, in order to have this multiplicity, we're going to have to be able to differentiate UR2 from UR1. Otherwise, they would be the self-same and therefore one. Now, this difference is going to imply some distinguishing note or a principle of dissimilarity, what Father Spitzer calls in his book an instantiating factor. In other words, there's going to have to be some factor that differentiates UR2 from UR1 in order that UR2 can be a distinct and particular instantiation of unconditioned reality. Now, normally, we distinguish modes of being either due to space, time, or qualitative element. So, for example, this tree exists here, that tree exists there, this tree exists now, that tree existed then, this tree has healthier roots than that tree. So, in order for UR2 to be distinguished from UR1, UR2 is going to have to be different than UR1, either due to a position in a spatial manifold, a point in a temporal manifold, or due to some qualitative element. Now, given this hypothetical state of multiple instantiations of unconditioned reality, we can now consider two lines of reason for why it's metaphysically impossible to have multiple URs. First, if we're going to differentiate UR2 from UR1, well, then we're going to have to ascribe some sort of restriction to its mode of being. For example, if we differentiate UR2 from UR1 by space or time, we're going to have to restrict its mode of existence to existing here instead of there, or now instead of then, ascribing a spatial or temporal restriction to it, in which case UR2 would have what philosophers call intrinsic restrictions. Furthermore, if we differentiate UR2 from UR1 due to a qualitative difference, well then once again, we're going to have to restrict its mode of existence to a particular way of existing, constituting what philosophers call extrinsic boundaries or restrictions, making UR2 existing in this way instead of that way. So in order to differentiate UR2 from UR1, we're going to have to ascribe some sort of restriction to its mode of existence, whether it be a spatial restriction, a temporal restriction, or a qualitative restriction. But as we've already proven in part 2 of this metaphysical proof, unconditioned reality considered in and of itself cannot have any restrictions whatsoever in its mode of being. This is precisely why we say it's absolutely simple. Therefore, we cannot in principle differentiate or distinguish UR2 from UR1, because the second we try to do so, we're going to have to ascribe restrictions, and if we ascribe restrictions to its mode of being, well then we end up with UR2 not being unconditioned reality at all. Therefore, there can only be one unconditioned reality. The second line of reason follows from the fact that unconditioned reality cannot have any real or really possible incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity, a point that we demonstrated already in part 2 of this metaphysical proof. Recall from that video cast covering part 2 of the proof, we discussed how it's the restrictive mode of existence of a proton that allows for the real or real possibility of incompatible states of being, namely non-protons, on the same level of simplicity, such as the electron and the neutron and possibly a billion other types of particles. Now, although these particles are different from one another and different from the proton due to their existential restrictions or boundaries, they are nevertheless the same kinds of being, namely particles, multiple instantiations of this particular nature or essence of particles. Similarly, we talked about how it's the restrictive mode of existence of the electromagnetic field that allows for the real or real possibility of incompatible states of being, namely non-electromagnetic fields, on the same level of simplicity, which, by the way, is simpler in nature than particles. Such fields, as we saw in that video cast, are the neutrino field, the electron field, the gravitational field, and the quark field. Now, although these fields are different from one another and different from the electromagnetic field due to their existential restrictions and boundaries, nevertheless, they are the same kinds of being, multiple instantiations of this particular nature or essence of fields. So it follows that those states of being that are on the same level of simplicity are the same kinds of being, multiple instantiations of a particular essence or nature. Now, if unconditioned reality cannot have a real or a really possible incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity, well then, it logically follows that there can be no state of being that is of the same kind as unconditioned reality. There cannot be multiple instantiations of unconditioned reality. Therefore, there can only be one unconditioned reality. Simply put, there can only be one God. If our viewers are interested in learning more about this metaphysical proof for God's existence, I would highly encourage them to check out Father Robert Spitzer's book, New Proofs for the Existence of God, Contributions of Contemporary Physics and Philosophy, which can be purchased on our website, magiscenter.com.